From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Tamika Keenan Norman. The driver, believed to have been involved in a deadly car crash over the weekend, is facing burglary and theft charges. Lewis police say that Jason Wilcox has now been charged after he allegedly entered a Lewis home and stole two cars while the owners were on vacation. One of the stolen cars was left at the scene of the deadly crash on Route 9 Saturday night. Wilcox was released on unsecured bond, but is being held on the charges related to the deadly crash. A mobile home in Eden caught fire on Christmas, killing several pets. The state fire marshal says the fire started around 6 p.m. Sunday on Schuyler Drive. Two dogs and three cats died in the fire. No other deaths or injuries were reported. The cause of the Eden fire was deemed an accident due to an electrical receptacle failure. And Christmas may be over, but the seven-day celebration of Kwanzaa is now underway. Among the holiday decorations in downtown Salisbury is the kanara, the Swahili word for candle holder. And each candle and color represents something different. Red is for the past, black for the people, and green for the future. Each day of Kwanzaa also represents a different principle. Monday's principle was unity, Tuesday's self-determination, and today's represents the principle of collective work and responsibility. The final day of Kwanzaa is Sunday. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Tamika Keenan Norman.